In the years leading up to the Civil War, counties adjacent to the Missouri-Kansas border saw bloodshed as pro- and anti-slavery forces conducted guerrilla attacks on towns, citizens, and property. One of the counties in the crosshairs of the strife was Bates County, Missouri. Its significance in the Civil War story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Bates County, Missouri is adjacent to the state of Kansas. This was a tense place to live in the 1850s.
Things get pretty rough here about 1854, 1855 with the passage of the Kansas-Nebraska Act, which creates a lot of anxiety among Missourians here because they're fearful of having a free state bordering them. They already have free states, Illinois and Iowa on the north and on the east, and now they're about to have a free state on the west side, and they're very worried about that.
Jim Rehart says what resulted was called Bleeding Kansas, as pro- and anti-slavery forces skirmished to sway the vote over Kansas entering the Union as a free or slave state. All-out war began in 1861.
Jim Lane, a rather notorious Kansan, is going up and down paying retribution in areas where he had been stirring up trouble here in Missouri for Missourians. He comes back, starts liberating slaves.
The slaves Lane liberated began to organize in Kansas.
And he starts recruiting them in the summer of 1862, prior to the time that Lincoln wants formerly enslaved Africans in federal service. Jim Lane recruits them in Kansas, and they become trained, about 500 of them.
Now Lane and the pro-Union forces in Kansas had an armed force of former slaves ready to enter battle. However, President Lincoln had not yet given the go-ahead for such an action. Would Lane and the Kansans push ahead with their plan? How would former slaves perform in battle? The answers next time as we travel the countryside near Butler, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCrae.